You wake me up like coffee. Oh, don't need no tea when I'm with you, yeah. You wake me up like coffee. Oh, don't need no tea when I'm with you, yeah. You got the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee. You got the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee. You wake me up like coffee. Oh, don't need no tea when I'm with you, yeah. You wake me up like coffee. Oh, don't need no tea. You got that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee. You got that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee. You got that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee, that coffee. That coffee, that coffee, that coffee. You got that brown sugar, you got that nutmeg, you got that mocha shot. On a sunny day, you got that brown sugar, you got that nutmeg, you got that mocha shot. On a sunny day, mix it up and stir it, and what do you see? A sun-kissed love that's fresher than me. Mix it up and stir it, and what do you see? A brown sugar love that's fresher than me.
AKA Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open. I have with me Arteska Strings with her coffee album. Arteska, are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
All right. That is, that coffee, it almost sounded like you was rapping a little bit in there. Wow, I love it. I love it. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan, but originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you for that information. So tell us all how your musical journey began. What sparked your talent? What and whom was your inspiration then?
When I was about 3 years old, I saw Yo-Yo Ma play on Sesame Street with the orchestra. So
okay.
I saw the violin. And I ran into the kitchen. I was like, Mom, how are they holding that thing up? And the next thing I know, when I was old enough at 4, I was enrolled into violin lessons at school. And just ever since then, I just took a liking to it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. And about the coffee album, what year did it come out?
It was 2016. I think it was like November 4th, 2016. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. So let's get into talking about the new single, Free, that you're pushing. Is there a story behind it?
Free is just something that I wanted to do that was out of the norm for violin. Like, it was like everything was always so structured. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do whatever I want on this song. And so that's why I entitled it Free. It was just me just actually just pushing, I guess you could say, the limits to playing something different that the violin isn't used to be played to, with the syncopation of the beats along with, you know, like the, I guess, electronic sound of it all. So, yeah, that's
all
what
right.
that is about.
All right. Well, here is Free. I will be right back. All right. That is Free, everyone, by Artaska Strings. Yes, I love it. I love it. So I would like to ask you, is there any future music projects you would like to let us know about?
Yes, I have an album called Spontaneous that is coming out soon. I think pre-order will start this month sometime, probably mid or late in the of this month, and it'll be released in July. So yeah, that is the next project, Spontaneous.
Well, you know, you're welcome to come back on my platform to expose this new music project. I would like to ask you for your website information and your social media information you like to give to our listeners out there to follow up with you. Go right ahead.
Our website is artaskastrings.com. That's ArtaskaStrings. And on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, it's Artaska Strings. Oh, YouTube as well, Artaska Strings. I'm everywhere with the same name. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So, are you going to be doing any scheduled online events regarding the Coffee album or, you know, or just playing music? Because I've been checking out the videos you've been doing online, and you've done great. I've been reposting and all. So are you going to actually do an online event?
Yes. I want to do another one. I had to get this album recorded and everything so I can get back to that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to do one next month, July. And if you go to my website and sign up to the email list, then, you know, you'll get notified when I am going live again. But, yeah, definitely, for sure, next month.
All right.
As soon as this is released, because I miss it. I definitely miss
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you keep it up because I'm watching you, too. And let's talk about the track Lay Down. Is there a story behind it before I spin it?
Yes. I got that from, what was it, in the Bible says, like, don't go to bed angry at a person or mad or it's a scripture in there that says something like
that. Yeah, I know where you're going, yeah.
So my husband, he co-wrote it with me. He also produced it. So I'm like, hey, I want to do a song about this. So that's what happened. We just wrote it and, yeah, that's what came from it.
All right, here is Lay Down.
I'm mad at you. You're mad at me, but let's take the time verbally. Don't shut down. Honey, where you're grounded. Be the king. I know you are. I won't belittle you. Or we'll both be pawns in our royal plea.
Lay down.
No trouble.
Lay down. Lay down.
No trouble.
Don't let the sun go down. Don't let
right.
Yes. Don't lay down angry when the sun goes down. Yes. I would like to ask you, Artaska, do you have other siblings that have a musical talent as you?
No. I grew up as the only child, so it's just me. My mother, she have her played the piano, and she wrote songs for Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. That was it.
Okay. Yeah. So is your musical journey based on your musical career, or is it a family thing?
It's just my musical journey is just based on me. What happened was I started off on YouTube. Someone from Twitter said, "Hey, I heard you play the violin. Can you post a video?" And I was like, "Sure, whatever." And I posted the video. I posted the video, and it had went viral overnight. That's back in the day when YouTube was going viral.
Right.
So I kept posting and posting. And then that's how it all started off. I no longer have that channel. I wish I still had it. But I posted about 100 covers.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. How exciting. I would like to play Human Nature in a minute. So when you did Human Nature, how many years ago was that when you did Human Nature? Was that in, 2015?
It was a long time ago. I know I had released it like 2 years ago, I think, but before then it was a while ago. Yeah,
so I would like to play a little bit of Human Nature, and we'll go back into some talking and talk more about your musical career. Here is Human Nature by Artaska Spring. By Artaska Strings, everyone. I love it. So I would like to ask you, will you be collaborating with any other artists on any of your new music projects in the future?
Not this one, but the next one, yeah, I would really like to.
Oh, yeah? So what music artists do Artaska love to mention up to you? Just a few to mention that are still living.
They have to be living. I like my legends. I love my legends like Michael and Whitney and Prince, because I grew up 90s kid. So
yeah.
But that are still living. I'm old for some reason. But I like Patti LaBelle. I love Fantasia. I like Chris Brown. Rihanna. So I'm more into that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a ton of people. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Lovely. So I like to say, what is that ultimate desire which you want your fans and our curious listeners out there to get out of your music? and this recent album?
Basically, I like to tell stories in my music. Whether if I'm singing or playing, it's a story. And I try to provoke some type of feeling through it. Or just it's something to meditate on as well and just to think about life. So basically just, you know, understand the stories behind it. Or if you look at the lyrics or listen to them, just getting what I'm coming across with it. So basically, yeah.
Right. Right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So if there was ever a time when this pandemic is over and you are scheduled to perform in concert with a celebrity artist and this is a one-night event, who would you choose to collaborate on stage with that artist? Who would that be?
Wow. I think there's only one artist I could think of, and that would be, though he's no longer living, I wish that was possible, but Prince. Like, I'm really biased when it comes to the legends.
Wow, that's different. I never thought I would hear that from you, but that's good. That's real good. You got me on that one.
Yeah.
Prince.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hopefully he hears what you're saying above the heavens. And he may encourage you to do one of his songs. Which song would that be?
The song that I did street performance before, and I will always play like Kiss by Prince, Purple Rain. I did that one on YouTube and Facebook that a while ago. So it's, I love them both, but I think maybe Purple Rain, that's my favorite one. That's definitely my favorite one, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out right now to all the persons that have supported you throughout the years in your music career. Go right ahead.
Well, first, I have to give a shout out to my husband because he produces all my music. And he,
all right. Hey.
And he songwrites with me. Hello, Ian Roberts. Thank you so much. I have to give a shout out, though she's no longer here, my grandmother. Though she was born 1911, so she always encouraged me to do music because she said, do that music. I never had the opportunity to do so, so don't give up, don't quit. And shout out to her, though she's no longer here. My mother, all my teachers, my orchestra teachers. I was in the symphony orchestra in Milwaukee growing up, the Youth Symphony Orchestra. So all my teachers during that time. And just the musician that I just learned from naturally, just, you know, going to music events and stuff like that. And it's just a lot of great musicians out there, a lot. So, yeah.
Right. Well, how about let's give them all an applause. That they have supported you in all these years and that they will continue to do so. All right, as we move on, any words of wisdom you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today during this pandemic and all? Any words of wisdom you want to give?
I will definitely say that these are very trying times. However, it is important to unplug from, I guess, social media and just, you know, meditate. And just take a form of self-care, especially mental wellness, because if you're constantly taking in bad news every second of the day, it can be rather overwhelming. So just find a way to meditate, pray, do whatever you can, whatever brings you peace, make sure you do that daily, because like, it seems like that's the only way to make it through these times, because right now it's crazy.
And you're so right, and thank you for that. That is Artaska Strings, everyone. And I want to thank you for taking out your time, coming on my platform and talking about yourself and your music. You know, you're always welcome to come back on my platform with any new music projects. And you have a blessed day. And I would like to play Stand By Me that you did. When did you do Stand By Me?
That was actually, my drummer was still living. That was like 2013 or 14 was sent by me. Yeah.
Right.
That's
what encouraged you to
huh?
What encouraged you to do it?
It was a very soulful song, and at that time, I was performing and touring a lot, and so that was just one of my favorite songs to play. Actually, my drummer, I don't think he's on that track. That was a different Stand By Me track I released. He had recently passed due to Corona. So whenever I hear that song, it kind of reminds me of that. But
okay.
Yeah, that's just one of my favorite songs to perform. I absolutely love that song, and I just like really soulful songs, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself a R&B and jazz?
Yes, my old version, I like to say different versions, but yes, my old version was R&B and jazz. And this new album, Spontaneous, that is more smooth jazz and then funk. There is a funk song on there. So I'm going more smooth jazz and funk. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that information. I love your personality. I love your musical vibe. You keep doing what you're doing. We need you. And please come back. And you have a blessed day. And this is Stand By Me. And I thank everyone for their support and tuning in. And I'll be right back again when you tune in later this month with new artists and their music. Thank you all. This is Lady Diva signing out.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. But darling, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Just as long as you stand.
About that bass, oh, so won't you stay?